Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry.
I'd like to welcome now the new pastoral worker to St John's Parish here in Tralee, Karen Kent. Sister Karen, welcome. Welcome to St John's, welcome to Tralee, and welcome to Kerry Diocese.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're coming from.
Thank you, Mary. I'm Karen. I'm an Ursuline sister. I'm originally from England, and I came to Ireland 25 years ago now when I joined the Ursuline Sisters here. So it was a very definite choice to join in Ireland, not in England, which is a long story, but...
You must have Irish connections then, do you?
I do. I have an Irish mammy from Wexford, and her older sister is an Ursuline sister as well in Waterford. So it was a family connection.
Absolutely lovely. What have you been doing for the last 25 years? You needn't cover it all, but give us an idea of it.
Okay, I began obviously with novitiate time, and then I went back to study. So I was in Maynooth for 4 years doing theology, and I did postgraduate theology. And then I was preparing for final profession, and I then went to Cork, to the Diocese of Cork and Ross, where I worked for 15 years as the coordinator of pastoral development with the 68 parishes there.
Wow, 68 parishes, more than our 53.
Yes.
Very broad brief. So now, Karen, how will you kind of focus that in on one parish? I know it's a big urban parish, but how will this changeover happen?
In bringing the experience, in very simple terms, I'm now going to have to make happen on the ground what I was trying to train other people to make happen in their parishes. So I'm going to actually have to walk the walk instead of just talking about it.
Brilliant. This will be really great. Have you settled in at all? Because you're just beginning, really.
Just beginning. I moved to Tralee in July. I took up the post in August. And because we don't have an Ursuline community in Tralee, so it was finding somewhere to live. I'm living on my own for the first time. So that was all new too. But it's been good. Everyone I've met has been very welcoming. But it is a transition to moving and living on your own and being attached to a community. And I'm attached to a community in Waterford, which is over 3 hours away. So everything is different.
That challenge of living by yourself is always difficult. The problem sometimes for me when I lived by myself is I joined everything. I was out every night. It is a huge transition, Karen, I would say. But you're really welcome, and people are delighted to have you here in Tralee. You have an event coming up even straight away.
We do. We decided to begin with what we're calling a ministries evening for everybody who's engaged in ministry in any way, shape or form in the parish. So that's whether it's music in the choirs or cantoring or playing music. It's the ministers of word and Eucharist. It's prayer groups, the care of creation, the liturgy group, pastoral councils, finance committees, ushers, collectors, area contact people.
It's quite a lot of people.
A lot of people are invited. And what we want to do is bring people together, because some people stepped aside during COVID. Some ministries like the baptism team haven't even reopened yet. So it's an opportunity to bring everyone together, to reconnect, and to reconnect with ministry for some people. It's for people who perhaps stepped aside but would like to make their way back now after the hiatus of COVID.
Fantastic idea. Where will it happen?
In the parish centre, and we'll gather to pray together, to celebrate together, and to say thank you to people who maybe want to retire from ministry. But all of those people are welcome, and we want to look forward together.
What about new people, if somebody hadn't been involved?
They're welcome too. Our focus at this point is on all those who are or who were, but we're not barring anyone from coming. There's always a welcome for new people, because we want to look forward, bringing new people in, looking at new ministries that could be opened up, and ongoing formation rather than, oh, I did my training 5 years ago, so I know everything. Because none of us know everything. We can all learn again, to reconnect and reflect and then move forward together.
Very important. Is there an element of party about it?
There'll always be party. I'm told. It's Tralee.
Good, 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 good. This is a great start. So you're sending word out to everybody and you're inviting them along. And it's on?
Tuesday the 27th. That's next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, Parish Centre.
Great, great start. Will it be a long night?
No. By 8:30, I'd expect everyone to be home or on the road home. But, you know, we're open to whatever opens up that night.
Sounds great. Well, Karen Kent, it is absolutely lovely chatting to you this morning, and we'll chat again.
We will. Thank you, Mary.
Van Morrison, Whenever God Shines His Light, with Cliff Richard. Not today or yesterday.
Whenever God shines a light on me, open up my eyes so I can see. When I look up in the darkest night, then I know everything is gonna be alright. In deep confusion and great despair, when I reach out for Him, He is there. I can be, and I know that God shines His light on me. Reach out for Him, reach out for Him.
He'll be there,
He'll be there.
With Him your troubles,
with Him your troubles,
you can share,
you can share.
If you let,
if you let,
the life you love,
the life you love,
you get the blessing,
yeah,
from above,
from above.
Heals the sick, and He heals the lame. Says you can do it too, in Jesus' name. I lift you up and He turns you around, and He puts your
feet back
on higher ground.
Every day,
yeah,
any hour,
heals the sick,
and He heals the lame,
and He says you can heal them too in Jesus' name. He lifts you up and He turns you around, puts your feet back on,
put your feet
higher ground.
Des Bailey, as part of the journey towards the Synod, you chatted to a number of different groups here in Kerry Diocese. You've talked to us about some of those groups, those with addiction, and you talked to us about third level students and their disengagement. You also chatted to people with
intellectual difficulties. Yeah. Rehab Care here in Kerry gave me the opportunity to go to their day centre and engage with a group of people with intellectual difficulties.
What would be the flavour of that, Des?
They had happy memories of being asked to sing at christenings and family events, and the priest telling jokes at school or talking to Santy on the phone on Christmas Eve. They would like to see the church a bit more fun. And they'd like to see...
We'd all like that.
Yeah. Really see that they wanted the local priest to be somebody less distant, maybe somebody that they felt like was a father, like a community leader. And they kind of openly expressed that. And then there was individuals in that then who saw the church as a very kind of a middle class organisation that kind of looks down its nose on ordinary people. That kind of attitude shone through quite a lot.
Do you think that? Do you think it is a middle class organisation, Des?
I can totally understand how groups within society feel like they don't fit into the church or the church people or the disciplines of the church. Now, I genuinely believe the people, from my own listening exercise and being involved, that people in the church really, really want to bring people back in. They would definitely want to bring the younger generation. There isn't as much prejudice and judgment as groups may feel, but we do come from a church you know, we all grew up in the kind of church. Oh, in Ireland, like, maybe we didn't have as much money, but we kind of, we traded in respectability. Oh, he's respectable and he's from a respectable family. And
even where you sat in the church.
This kind of stuff. We do come from that. There is a very entrenched hurt in people as a result of that, and mistrust. I think that day, by and large, has gone. But our own understanding of the church as being a welcoming church, as being a church that reaches out, as being a church that actually loves the faithful, all of us involved in church don't really realize that this is what we're there to do. We feel like that the institution is it's more important than we are. And so you just slot in and you're submissive and you just listen to what's being said and you kind of walk back out the door. All the red button issues came up, Mary. I wasn't there to defend church doctrine or to explain them or to come out on any side. My job was just to be present to what people had to say. You know, through the process, it challenged me. It definitely makes you think about things a little differently.
So what do you think about differently now to the way you did think about it?
I suppose the role of women in the church, I would have had certain perspectives on that.
Based on?
How, when you look at the Gospels and the Scriptures and how things, how the church was built, and some of the theologies around that, because I suppose I'm not a woman in the church, so it didn't personally affect me. We're all human beings, we're like that, unfortunately. We're very concerned about what affects us rather than what affects everybody else. But really, really listening to it and having to really, really consider that point, it certainly said this issue needs to be revisited, genuinely revisited. And I don't even think, looking back, that there's any real doctrinal issues in it. Now, I don't want to get into a theological debate here, but you can see there's a lot of hurt out in society as a result of that, particularly because your local parish community very often is really held together by the contributions of female mass goers.
So, Des, you've kind of gone through your own changes along the route here by being involved in this synodal process.
Yeah, yeah.
That is great in itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Des Bailey, thank you very much for chatting to me about this and to hear the sincere impact it's had on you, yourself even.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. It's been great to talk to you this morning.
After the break, we'll hear about a Care for Creation park walk in Tralee next Friday. And I ask Father Bernard, what's next in relation to the Synod?